you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Derek Gaines and that's Monroe Martin. Keep checking out the wonderful, splendiferous No Need for Apologies. This week we got the Ching of Lane. We got him coming to the studio. We got other people coming to the studio. Keep listening. Subscribe. Swipe up. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend so we can keep doing this again. You got to understand, this is NNFA. This is for y'all. It's for us. No Need for Apologies.
Boom. I don't know. I just needed something to say at the end. Bang.
Check this out. I'm going to tell you something, though, because that's still, and people don't look at it like this, but you're still taking a life. That bird got siblings. That bird,
yeah, that bird got a family. Bird got parents.
That bird got a family, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't look at it like that.
That bird has a name.
Yeah, it's real talk, man. It's life.
You got a value.
Yeah. We don't take that serious, though. A lot of people out here, we look at that shit like, fuck them. Like animals, period. We be like, fuck animals and just so quick to kill them. But shit, animals are, you know, really bred by nature. Shit, a little more than we are. Animals can do shit that we can't do.
Like, I know, but that's the thing that makes you want to shoot them. But that's the thing that makes you want to shoot them is the envy that they can fucking fly. Like, you son of a bitch.
So you envy a bird.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. Like at times, I've definitely stared at a bird, and I'm like, "You son of a bitch, can just get up."
Stared at birds after I got shitted on. After I got shitted on by a bird, I wanted to kill a bird. But it's like I heard that brings good luck, and I've been doing okay.
So, I was there when you got shitted on. Derek got shitted on by a bird. He got shitted on by a bird in 2016, and he's been killing it nonstop. I was there. Like, I almost pushed this nigga out the way to get that shit on my shoulder.
Damn. Yeah, I see.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Yo, thank you for doing the podcast, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, man.
All good, man. It's all to the G.
I owe you a huge part of my childhood because right there and all that shit was played in the club. And so many Wallies, so many warm
butts
just been grinding on my thigh muscle.
Yeah. So, they love the dance music.
My high school cotillions, man, right there came on. Me and my boys would walk into the gymnasium on slow motion. So it'd be like, the bead and us walking with the little goofy big suits on. Yeah, it was a good time. Early 2000s was great, right?
You know what? Early 2000s was a point where music, you had a lot of different varieties of music. Like, you know, today you get a lot of just a trap sound, you know, this trap. You might have trap rap, trap soul, trap, but it's all trap. It's got a lot of trap elements.
Why do you think that is? Go ahead.
Early 2000s, you had a different variety. Well, why I think it is because people just follow the trend. You know, the kids today, they just follow the fad, follow the trend. They want to sound like what's going on. But when I came up in music and the early 2000s, you didn't really want to sound like what's going on. You wanted to stand out and be a little different from what was being done. And so everybody was trying to just have their own sound.
Yeah.
But now you get a lot of kids and they just want to sound like the next thing. They want to sound like the next artist and the next artist and the next artist. And now you got a lot of pop. This is what I always say. You get a lot of popular artists, but you don't have many iconic artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got a lot of popular artists. But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, who do you think that falls on, though? Do you think it falls on the industry or the individual? Because we go through the same thing in comedy. And you get, go ahead.
If I didn't mean to cut you off, it falls on the individual because, see, well, and I can't speak for everybody, but for me growing up, I was always taught to be different. Yeah. I was always taught to be authentic. I was always taught to be an outcast, stand out, do your own thing. So it falls on the individual. Now, if you just kind of, you like to follow, then you're going to just follow. You're going to be like, oh, okay, he doing that. Oh, it sounds cool. I'm going to do it. Yeah, or like, oh, he doing that. What I need to be doing. Let me, even if you like something, you could take it, tweak it, make it you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to full out go and just sound like somebody and take a style. Yeah. I see a lot of style taking that be going on. You know what I mean?
And then
a lot of the artists who they may take the style from, they've been and got popular off of it. Then you start looking at that new artist like they invented the shit when they really didn't.
Yeah.
And it came from somebody, but you know, to each his own.
Yeah. That's why I look at the industry too, because it's the industry, at least from comedy, the agents and the managers, your job is to find something different, right? Now, they don't do it because they'll find
labels.
Yeah. One person will find something different, it works, and then the other people will try to find that same exact thing. They'll be like, man. This person is hot. Let me find somebody who's like a carbon copy of that.
Yeah, you know what? From experience, I know that's true.
Yeah.
Say that again. Yeezy, but then you got all the carbon copy Yeezys that they sell at the other stores.
Yeah.
But it ain't the actual. Yeah.
You get them famous footwear Yeezys.
The famous footwear, like the spillover ain't right. Yeah, I get you.
You know what's funny? I guess that's just, I don't know. That's just how it goes. You gotta have a clone of the real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's clones of the real.
But when the clones start popping off and the clones get more famous, and that makes you real. Yeah.
It makes the real not so real.
Yeah. Now,
absolutely.
Now does the real have to basically recreate itself again to step out of that? Yeah. Dang.
Sometimes that has to happen. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all know sometimes when an artist come out, they've created this style, this and that, then they get took and get ran with. Then somehow the artist has to do something else different to try to, okay, let's look at the singy rap shit. That's been going on, right?
Yeah.
It's been going on from your Bones, your Twisters, to your Nellies, to your Ja Rules, to your Flo Riders, to whoever.
Yeah.
But here comes Drake.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna give y'all a picture real quick. Let's think about this.
Okay.
Here comes you. I'm gonna say Drake. I'm gonna T-Pain.
T-Pain. T-Pain, the man, though.
You got. I'm gonna give you something real quick.
Okay.
You got T-Pain. Okay. Then I remember when the rappy auto-tune stuff started going. Lil Wayne kind of brought that to the forefront.
Yeah.
Then Drake was weaving his way in with the melodic singing, and then you had Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Now let's add all that together. You get today. With the flows that's going on.
Yeah.
You add all that together, you get them different flows going on. We're gonna mix some Kanye in there too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that flow going on with Lil Wayne, Drake, Meek Mill, Kanye West, T-Pain. You mix all that stuff in the pot and you get today's hip hop.
Now I get that. I mean, but you don't feel like, I don't know, like I like Drake, but the thing is, every time I hear Drake, then I hear his understudy or the person who he swept under his ring, and then I go, but they do it better. So was that their sound? Like, you got Party Next Door, right? You got Party Next Door who started coming out, but then you got what's the song at? What's the album after Take Care? Like, the album after Take Care sounded like everything Party Next Door was working on.
Was it Views?
What's the one?
Was it Views?
Nah, it was the one where his head was in the clouds.
The what? Yeah. His sing-songy shit was just like Party Next Door shit. Well, I'm like...
But you got to understand something, though. That's his people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you got a circle of creative people and you and your homeboy kind of do the same thing, that's a little... Yeah. That's their circle.
That's different. Okay.
That's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, Ching, you should have had like a verse on Move Bitch Get Out the Way when you was with DTP. That would have been dope.
Well, you know, I wasn't with them. That came out before I came.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that came out before I came. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. But I will say this, though. I ain't gonna lie. I walked over chicks and said, give me what you got for a pork chop. And that shit always worked. Yeah. Original content, chingaling. Yeah.
But you know what? Actually, you know what's funny? I got that from a old school rap artist from the late 80s. Okay. Damn, what was his name? I got that line from an old rap record from the late 80s. Give me what you got for a poke chop. Give me what you got for a poke. I think he's from New Orleans. It was some New Orleans bounce.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's damn, dope. I forgot his name.
Goddamn.
But yeah.
I was like, give me what you got for a pork chop. That's dope.
And so I had to, you know, girls be asking me, what do you mean by that? I had to translate. I said, hey, look here, baby. Basically, if I take out these, you're going to give me some pussy.
I mean, yeah, can we stop at, but because, like, why are women so offended by that? I get it. Why are women so offended by that? Because if a woman took a dude out for an expensive meal, she expected some dick. She ain't expecting just to walk home and a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. She might be expecting just to get tricked on. Like, she ain't got to give you none. Some of these women, you know, they tricky. They be a little tricky.
That's because they look down on dick. They don't respect dick the same way that we respect vagina.
I'm going to start charging. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But you know how hard a good pork chop is to come by? Because most restaurants don't sell pork chops because they got to be in season. The pork got to be good. So when you find a good pork.
I ain't ate pork since probably about 98, 97 or some shit.
Vegan?
If you do it, I'm vegan. More elegant about it.
Okay, so I feel like there's a movement going on. All these rappers, I feel like once you make a couple mil, you get rid of meat. What the fuck is going on, y'all? Is that something that we don't know?
Let me say.
Go ahead.
I stopped eating pork and beef in like 98, like 99. So I've been stopped doing this shit. But chicken, turkey, and fish has been about 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
what made you stop that? Was it the first meal, the second meal? Like, how many millions did it take? Yeah, how many millions did it take for you to become vegan?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I never liked the eating of flesh animals.
Okay.
I never liked the eating of flesh animals. When you eat an animal, think about it, man. You're eating something that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked the thought of that. And then it was told to me that you digest a lot of their instincts.
Yeah.
You know, you take on some of them hormones.
Yeah. And that's why farts smell so bad, because that's not supposed to be up in. So that's why it's like haunted almost. Them farts is haunted.
Exactly. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it, man. And I always just was like, nah, I'm cool. Let me try to eat a little more healthier and get away from that. And then it took a load off me. I ain't gonna lie. When I stopped eating all that meat, man, I felt better.
Yeah.
Like physically and everything, mentally and everything. I felt better.
So what's a vegan diet? Cause I tried it. When I say try it, I went like maybe 3 weeks and then I'm like, all right, this quarantine hit. I'm about to get back into these.
Yeah, you gotta
chicken nuggets.
Because I'm gonna tell you one thing though. Let's think about when you was a child. Think about when you was a baby, when you was 2 years old. When your mother just got you McDonald's and gave it to you, you don't care what it is, you just hungry.
Yeah.
So think about growing up eating like that all that time. And, you know, you just eating what your mama gave you until you learn, oh, this McDonald's is good, this and that. But it's until you get about, till you conscious enough to be like, well, shit, is this good for me? Like, what is this doing to me?
Yeah.
And you know, you able to assess the situation yourself because of how you think now. But we've been taught to eat that way.
Yeah.
It ain't nobody's fault. It's only when you become more mature that you recognize what you eat and learn about ingredients and see what you put inside of you. A lot of this shit is bad for you.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit is bad for you once you look at the ingredients of shit. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to work at McDonald's, and that's what got me eating McDonald's. I'm like, I work here and I know I ain't shit. So I'm not going to eat this shit. Yeah.
Totally.
You don't even
it's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like kids don't even really develop taste buds until they get older, like true taste buds, because you only know a couple of flavor palates. You know, hot, you know, sour, you know, sweet, and then that's it. So
that's,
usually,
and that's with life. That's with growing up, life, and learning. That's how it goes. Yeah, that's the cycle.
You can't have hot Cheeto fingers. Like, you can't have hot Cheeto fingers your whole life. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, man, I want to make a couple mil, it seems like the trend is once you become a millionaire, you cut meat out, and I'm like, is that the thing?
I think it's
people become more aware of themselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, when you get money, and then you start to try to live a certain type of lifestyle, you start to think about damn. You start thinking about your health and a lot of shit like that. And I think people come more aware of themselves and then start picking and choosing what they put inside of them, you know, and what they let out. And so
same thing can be with energy, though. The same thing with food can also be with energy. You start, the harder you get, the less you start partaking in, you start to deal with less people and stop dealing with certain people's energy.
Because I don't fuck with nobody right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, get the fuck out of here, pork.
I agree.
Yeah, niggas got pork personalities. They out here.
Energy is the same. Yeah. Niggas got energy, pork personalities. Pork right I'm using now. It.
Yep.
Y'all niggas is pork right now.
Y'all niggas is pork right now. That's funny.
That's funny, yeah.
So is your kid, you got three kids now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, I got four kids.
Oh, you got four kids now.
I got two boys and two girls. My wisest son, meaning older, he just left. That's what I was talking about with this fucking BB
with
gun.
The gun, yeah.
He's going to get his ass killed.
Now, do you make them eat vegan too, or you're like, eat what you want, I'll educate you? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I'm not gonna throw nothing on nobody, but my youngest daughter, she's growing up vegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an 8-year-old daughter who she doesn't like meat anyway.
Yeah.
So it's instilled in them already. My wisest son, meaning older, he's trying to get on it. Yeah. My other son, Isaiah, he's actually are y'all familiar with the show Family Reunion on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. With
the oldest son, that's my son.
Really?
Oh, wow. Now I gotta look at it.
Is it the Tia Tamara girl?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good. Yeah. Keeping it in a family business. So, did you teach your son the business? Are you like, this is how you should move? This is how you should handle the situation?
His mother did a very good job with him. You know, she gave me problems. We ain't gonna talk about that. But she did a very good job with him. He's a very intelligent little dude, man. He's well rounded. So he pretty much knows how to go about things.
Yeah. So is entertainment the family trade now?
I don't know. I think it's something natural. I just naturally wanted to get into entertainment and music and everything. It was something I always wanted to do, but with my son, I think he was just natural at it. I remember him, his mama telling me the story. She took him somewhere where she had an audition, and he was like, shit, I can do that.
Damn.
But he really did it. He really was doing it right. Like, he learned lies and shit and just do it. He was natural at it.
That's dope.
That's kind
of dope. I would kind of be jealous if I had an audition.
Oh, shit.
Sweating.
What's going on with you in the jelly?
Look at this, look, and I'm sweating, and I'm going over my lines, and my son looking at this shit, and he goes, I got this shit. I'm like, who the fuck?
But guess what? Maybe you need to take a note from your son.
I know,
maybe you need to take notes from your son. Shit, just do it.
Yeah, damn.
Take notes from your son, bro. Your hypothetical son.
My hypothetical son. I'm going to hold this nigga back. I'm going to hold him back in life. Nah, I'm fucking with you. So, you've been acting a lot more. I've seen you've been doing that a lot more. Like, are you going to, what genre do you want to break into? Like, do you want to do the horror? Are we going to see you like running for your life? You going to do some comedy?
Jay, you got to win, man. You can't die. If you do horror, you got to be.
Yeah, like if you die.
Yeah, I don't like dying.
You got to win.
You got to come out the situation.
It got to be a false finish. It got to be like, we thought you died, and then you come back
and
in the end.
And save the day. Like, remember Ice Cube on Anaconda? Ice Cube killed two snakes.
Yeah. So I mean, he been killing cops and songs for years.
Did he die in there? Did he die in there?
He didn't die in Anaconda.
He didn't die in Anaconda. You thought he died. He didn't die. And Trey Songz, the same thing on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
He died.
And then he came back in the end.
But guess what? Those movies died.
Oh, absolutely.
People see it died.
Anaconda did not die. Triple X 3 died.
Actually, Texas Chainsaw Massacre was my shit, man. I wish they kind of keep going with them.
Did you like the Jessica Biel one or the one where it was like a prequel when like how he came up, like he was born in a dumpster and you know he was already
I liked the Jessica Biel one, but I liked the old school ones and the kind of the
The weird one, the old school joint when
the old school
he dug up his parents in the beginning.
Them was the most gruesome.
What?
I like the horror shit too. What's your favorite horror then? Is it the Texas Chainsaw, John?
Not actually. I'm finna tell you. Okay.
Go ahead. Hit it.
The one horror film as a kid that scared the shit out of me, to the point where if I'm watching a movie in the basement, it could be 12 noon.
Yeah.
If I see that movie, I ain't moving from that spot until it's time to go to sleep. That was Michael Myers. Halloween.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's the smartest serial killer.
Halloween, bro.
It's always you thought you killed him, but then in the like when you weren't looking, he put somebody.
That nigga had telepathy. Yeah.
But even then,
he was a telepathy killer.
Still catch you. But stare.
Yeah.
It was that stare. Like, remember when Jamie Curtis was looking down at the laundry?
That mask just popped up, looked at her, and then I said,
this shit's crazy.
Dude. That damn mask. It was something about that mask.
Dude, I want to see that nigga Fitbit, because he be walking everywhere. I want to see how many steps.
He showed.
You've been and left this nigga
for 50 miles, and then he just show up.
He's right there waiting for you. You got an electric scooter?
That's far-fetched. Because even in the Rob Zombie version, he walked across town the whole movie. Like, he walked across fields to get
there. That's all the hell he do is walk.
And then that means they deserve to die. If you couldn't outrun a nigga who have wheels, he ain't got no skateboard. You got to die. He outworked
you. He walking hella fast. I don't know what's going on. That was one of my favorite. Yeah.
He was 6'6", and he was agile. Yeah. Like, how did he get in that closet or in the back seat? Or how did he put the sheet on so quick? And
he did yoga.
Breathing? The dude
yoga in between murders.
That nigga was flexible. He did him a 30-minute session.
Murders. Remember that one? There was one on H2O. He strung a girl up, but he channeled the cord through her head in order for the lightning bolt, the bulb to be in her stomach.
He was
this nigga's an engineer.
Yeah. Michael Myers got his ring online.
Like, how? That took time.
That's crazy.
That takes
time. Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Yeah.
I'm working on all of us. All right, so I'm going to tell you one of the scariest villains. And so Javier Bardem and No Country for Old Men, I think he should be up there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? But in a more human way though.
Yeah.
Not really in like a Michael Myers, Jason type of way. He was in a human way. It's like, I don't want to fuck with that nigga. Like
I don't want to see that nigga. Everything he was doing was possible. It's like, I don't ever want to come across him.
Oh, yeah. Like,
had that little thing shoot that little ball at you and fuck your leg up.
Yeah, little air gun joint.
But even like, remember when he was getting gas and he was messing with the gas dude behind the counter with the call it when he flipped the coin, call it friendo.
Yeah.
Like he was making him be a bitch. Like he was making him, like we was bitching with him.
Yeah, he just looked.
What are you gonna do to bull?
He just had this look to him like, nigga, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
So that's what that made him a little scary looking.
Dude.
And a haircut stunk. Yeah, so it was all
and he had
at the same time.
He had this 70s, that 70s show haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little 70s
looked
show
like
haircut.
A dress.
Yeah.
scariest shit ever.
Like a dress on his head.
And the wind didn't even blow it. The wind be blowing in the background. That shit just be like
that motherfucker. It was a toupee,
dude.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, man. And then when you clean your shut up leg like he did and didn't scream because his leg was open and he just.
Pain was like, nothing.
I don't know. This dude's a sociopath. Mm. This dude is out there.
Yeah, so what are we going to see you in? What genre do you want to break into? Like, what are we? You've done some stuff. You've done comedy with Scary Movie.
Comedy action.
Can you punch somebody?
I'm more of a. If I had to say.
Yeah,
I'll have more fun doing some shit like Bad Boys.
Like action comedy.
I like action comedy shit like that. I'll have more fun doing shit like that.
Okay.
Word.
Yeah.
I can see chicken. Yeah, that'd be great.
I can see that shit would be cool.
Like for real. Because you know, when people get to know me, my sense of humor, I got a hell of a sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, some shit like that, like them Bad Boys action comedy films, man. I like shit like that.
Let's do it. Yeah, I would see you in one of those.
Oh yeah, I wish I could have came in on that last one and shit. Been in the next chapter.
Man, yeah, everybody's trying to get an audition. Derek had an audition.
Yeah,
right.
Nah, but I was supposed to be the big white dude that didn't do any. He was peaceful the whole time, and then fought at the end and like pushed the whole wall down.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I ain't built like that guy.
Right.
But nah. Like, Chingy, I can see you as the guy. You remember Chris Rock's character on Lethal Weapon 4?
Yeah. Like that type shit.
Yeah.
Them the type of roles I like.
Okay.
Them the type of roles I like. Because I can get into that easily. Now, I can't do the crying shit and all that. I can't.
Me neither.
You can't be crying?
What? I can't. I just could. I can't do it. I can't do
Me
it.
Me neither. I, you know. It shows
good acting skills, but it's hard for me to try to make myself cry. Like I can't really do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to cry.
Yeah,
but
man.
they tell me that check say 10 million. I'm gonna be a crying motherfucker.
Yeah, just
bite your finger.
I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna get some paint. Shit, something gonna happen.
I'll cry as soon as that shit hit my account.
Send that shit to me.
Thank y'all so much.
So we actually got a little game we wanted to play right now. Because you're our first big rapper, and I'm like, this would be fun to play. So we got, is it helping or is it hurting? The White Protest Edition.
All right.
Okay.
So we're gonna pull up a series of white people doing shit to help black people, and we're gonna discuss if it's helping or is it hurting. You got it, Dylan?
Yep.
Got it right here.
All right. So the first one. Is this lady helping or hurting? She loves black dick, so you will have to hear her speak. Is she helping the cause or is she hurting the cause?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, her cardboard actually says that.
Her cardboard. Yeah. Oh, you can't see it? So her cardboard.
No. I can see it, but it actually.
This is not edited.
Like,
this is real.
No edit. It really says, I love black dick, black so dick. You will
so
hear
you
me
have
speak.
To wow.
First of all, I don't know how she's speaking if the black dick all up in the mouth.
Yeah, in the mouth because
well,
she don't have a room
like,
word.
Is that the reason that you out protesting? Is that the only reason? I don't feel like that's helps.
Yeah. She has tattoos over her eyebrows. Yeah, that might be the only reason she out there.
I'm looking at her and I'm like, the person who is fucking her should feel ashamed.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah,
she's marching on their behalf.
Yeah, on their behalf, and that's just, man.
I don't feel like that helps. I don't even feel like that has anything to do with the protest.
Same.
I'll tell you one thing. Her titties are sad about the whole thing. Them things are sad. She is mad about them protests. I know that.
She got them Scud missiles.
Yo.
She got them Scud missiles out there.
Scud missiles.
Those are titties you got to get on your knees and suck.
Yeah, they don't come and they stay.
You need a light over them titties.
But I don't think this is helping. All right. That's not help. That's not
help. It's not help.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Pelosi and the Kente.
We got Nancy Pelosi and the rest of her goons wearing Kente cloth and kneeling in solidarity of the death of George Floyd. Do you think this is helping or hurting?
I feel like it's a joke.
Yeah. She got the orange suit with it. Like, she matched.
Like it's too much. I get the trying to be respectful, but it's like you can be respectful in your normal clothing and just show your give your condolences in a just a normal way. When you get to doing too much, I don't feel it's real.
Yeah, I want to know
take
how
off that up. Like,
my
that's
thing
crazy,
is, I'm
bro.
Looking. Everybody got the Kente cloth on. This guy in the background is holding up a picture of some sort. I know it's a black guy.
He looked black. It looked like a black. Probably somebody got shot black.
And then there's a black girl on her knees who they had to run this by. They had to be like, "Hey, look." Is it okay if we? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's her fault. She the yes man in this whole thing.
I feel like she'd be like, nah, we're American. We're African American. You don't have to wear a Kente cloth and get on your knees.
I feel like they're trying too hard.
Because I heard Kente cloth used to be royalty. Like, that's African royalty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, nah.
So we got not helping. Nancy Pelosi fucked up with this one. And I'd seen the video. She has a hard time getting back up on her knee, getting standing back up. They had to help her up.
Nancy Pelosi too old for that.
Yeah, she's like, shit.
I don't feel like that's helping.
She put her new hip to work. All right, let's do this one. Tear gas me if you have a tiny penis.
That's reverse psychology.
Yeah, do you think he's helping?
That don't got shit to do with the protesting, though.
I know, but he's stopping people from getting protests because nobody wants to have a tiny penis.
Yeah, so nobody.
Well, I get it.
It's an ego gas.
I guess what they're trying to say. They're trying to say European guys. You know, they know about them little dicks.
Yeah.
So most of the cops are probably European out there, and they got little dicks. I guess that's what that person is trying to say.
Yeah,
it's an ego jab.
Do you think he's helping?
Individually, myself, I don't think that's helping because I get what's going on, but somebody passed away. Somebody transitioned over, and these people are talking about dicks and shit. I just don't.
Damn right.
I don't.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? It just don't mesh. It don't mesh, man. It's just, it's kind of crazy. And then I'm noticing that it's people that are European or Asian or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's other ethnicities that's doing it. And so I don't know if they being disrespectful in their way or I don't know. I don't know how to take it.
Yeah.
So let's say no to this one, bro.
So let's say no to this one. All right, next one. So we got Amish people from, I guess, Lancaster, PA, because that's the only place I know
that's
Amish
where they
people
be from.
Amish people are out here and they're protesting for George Floyd, and they also did a little song. They sang. They had the little witches over in the corner and singing while the guys held up the sign. Do you think that they're helping or that they're hurting?
Hey, What's the one, not the one that say justice for George Floyd, but what the other little sign say?
It says, thou shall not kill. And then,
black.
And I don't know, because I think he tried to cram
me to keep
the
it,
last word in you, here. Any.
Thou shall not.
Kill any.
Any.
What is
you
that?
Me to keep, what is if that? You want me to keep it real, because then I see a brother back there, too. If you want me to keep it,
oh shit! I didn't notice that.
If you want me to keep it all the way real, this is probably the most appropriate one I've seen.
Yeah. Damn.
It's the Amish. They don't come out for nothing. So for them that came
out for shit, yo.
They don't come out.
That's probably the most appropriate one I've seen. Yeah. You know that actually is meaningful.
Do you think do you think the dude in the back, the black dude who we just found out about, put them up to this? It was like, yo.
He rode the buggy.
I've been milking your cows. I've been feeding these fucking horses. It's time for you to stand up for me. Building your goddamn schools.
It looked like they probably already had it going and shit. He walked up.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
like
so
he
funny.
Was new to the mix. He's like, "What's this?"
Mm-hmm. All right, where did them vests from? They went to a rental shop for them vests.
No, they make like their groceries. Own clothes. The Amish are very.
Oh, it's either hold on. It's either this is the most meaningful one, and that's how it go, or they're in a ritual, and the black dude is going to be sacrificed.
Oh, they're about to push that black dude off that bridge.
Yeah, they are. That's why he's looking over.
That's why he's looking.
He's scared.
That's probably what's going on. He realized he done got in the middle of some shit.
Yep. This is a cat. No, you remember that movie, The Village, the M. Night Shyamalan, John?
He in the village.
He in the village right now.
The ritual is about to take place.
Yep.
All dude, right. Get out of here. They about to eat your heart. Get up out of there. Yeah.
And the last one. Man. Let's go to this last one right here. So this lady, I don't know if you've seen this, but this lady pretended that she was helped boarding up a shop. Now, she's obviously hurting because she's on the side. She's not on the side of protesters. She's on the side of business in this situation.
Oh, how you work an angle.
Yeah.
That's how you work an angle.
She was a journalist, I believe.
Yeah. That was immediate trick.
So she just kind of faking out there.
She went out there. The dude was already putting up the guy in the yellow.
She tried to act like she was helping.
That's
definitely not no help.
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
Not help on any side, even the side of protest.
She trying to get some likes, some followers, and shit.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah,
that's like when you see the homeless on your Instagram. You in it for the likes,
right? Dude. Yeah, she dead.
She dead.
Let's get some plugs.
She trying to act like she's supporting the protest and supporting the cause when really she just trying to get some damn followers.
I mean, I don't mean to be sinister, but I feel like a lot of people are doing that though. Some people are truly helping, and then some people are out there just fucking trying to get their Instagram up.
Bro, you see the clips of people taking pictures in front of the army, like as a photo shoot? Like they'll stand in front of where the army's lining up and they'll have somebody and they'll be all fancy or they try to jump while the protest is going on in the back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing all type of shit, man. And it's wild out here. It's just too wild out here. And the good thing about it is, the good thing about social media is that, you know, you can see shit with the cameras and everything. Now, certain shit go on, you can see it. And I even think with the George Floyd situation, the reason it's heartfelt is because people, from young people to elderly people, got to actually watch this dude take his last breaths. Yeah. And I think that's why so many ethnicities and so many different views of people and nationalities are involved. Because they all can relate, because they actually got to see him slowly gasping his last breath into his death. Yeah. Versus a cop shooting somebody and you hear about somebody got shot and they dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People got to see that.
Yeah, a lynching. They witnessed the lynching.
They got to witness a lynching. Yeah.
But they got to see it. The thing is, we've been seeing that. So I think we all got fed up at this point. Yeah. We've been
hearing about people getting shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now people got to see with their own eyes, looking at the video, this dude gasping for his breath, losing his life in front of them.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it a little more heartfelt nationalities.
Yeah. It was very personal.
It got real personal. And so even when you see like the girl that loves black dick, She got to see. That's why she out there. She like, this nigga then took away some black dick.
She's like,
his dick can't breathe. His dick can't breathe.
So, you know, it was a little more heartfelt than versus us hearing about, when Mike Brown got shot, nobody saw that.
Yeah.
You know, you felt it, but nobody got to see like the dude get shot, him drop, go down, camera go in his face. Gasping for breath, trying to live. This was a little more personal all around the world for everybody.
Had his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro. Yeah.
There was no room for doubt in this one.
Only solution is to bust back.
Where you been?
I ain't promoting violence, but at some
it's
point,
protection.
These people have to feel it instead of somebody talking to him and saying something, because don't shit happen. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's think about the last couple police brutality killings. Mm-hmm. It was a that shit happened, protests. You don't hear about it no more. Yeah. That shit happened, protests. You don't hear about it. Protests. You don't hear about it no more. This keeps going. That's the process.
Yep.
That's the process. Don't nothing come from this shit. Yeah. And I ain't just talking about some cops going to jail. I ain't just talking about no cops going to jail. This shit either got to stop.
Yeah.
It has to stop. They're going to have to implement some type of policy or some type of bill of rights. I don't know. But this shit got to stop or else niggas is, well, niggas from St. Louis are doing it already. They popping cops. They don't give a fuck. Because you're going to have to start feeling it. It's only so much people going to continue to say. You think they going to like it when they families hear about, oh, you know, John passed because of some dude shot him. You know, this shit, it don't feel good.
Yeah.
It don't feel good. And so it's got to come to an end. And, you know, they may have to feel it for it to come to an end.
Yeah.
They talked about defunding the police in Minnesota. I'm not too sure what it is. I'm not too sure how that helps. You know what I mean?
They just want to do all security guards with good hearts.
Defunding and dismantling. Like, defunding meaning, because the cops get damn near billions, $1 billion a year.
If they want to stop some shit. Man, if they want to stop some shit like this, this is how, listen, we talking about, you know, the attorney general, government, the governor, mayor, all these hot motherfuckers. If they wanted to stop this, they will call them police departments and say, if I hear about another motherfucking somebody getting shot, everybody gone. I'm gonna light the fucking building on fire. I don't want to hear shit about no police shooting unarmed pedestrians or citizens. That's all they gotta do. They can do that. But I'm gonna tell you, they're not doing that. They probably influencing the shit for them to do it. Because look, man, you gotta think. I'm intelligent enough to know, pay attention to these situations and look at how they're trying to implement martial law. They're trying to implement, around the United States and probably the world a curfew.
Yeah.
They're trying to implement martial law. Yeah. And sometimes they have to do that by causing the chaos and bringing the order out of the chaos.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? This is how these motherfuckers move.
That was why they had the cops.
Strategies.
Yeah, that's why they had the cops going around destroying places. Like,
so think about
bricks
this.
And like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. You get all of a sudden out of nowhere, you get the COVID-19. They tell you to stay in the house.
Yeah.
So now you're getting warmed up to keeping your ass in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. George Floyd out of nowhere gets killed by the racist cop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they're trying to implement martial law in certain cities.
Yeah.
And having curfews. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, they prepped you to get warm with staying your ass in the house.
Yeah.
They prepped you for it, and now they're trying to enforce it. So it's a lot of propaganda, deception, a lot of shit that these tactics that they always use.
Yeah.
You know, they always use these tactics. And they tried to do the shit when Mike Brown got killed. They tried to implement. When they start bringing in the Coast Guard and the whatever they call the shit, the state, the Coast Guard, National Guard.
Yeah.
They're trying to implement martial law.
Yep.
All right.
When they get all these people involved. Man. So people got to start paying attention to this shit. And you can't just, protesting now, then stopping, and then letting the shit bypass. You can't do that. Everybody from all walks of life got to come together, stand strong, and be serious. And what needs to happen is this government needs to be took down.
Yeah.
Period. The Constitution needs to get redone.
Mm-hmm.
Redone.
All this shit got to change. Everything got to change. Not just, police brutality. Fuck that. Everything got to change.
Yeah.
Because four European guys made the Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I see all other ethnicities around this motherfucker. They ain't had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
So guess who the Constitution was for?
For them.
European people.
For them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So a lot of shit got to change.
Absolutely.
I know I got a little aggressive.
This is what the show is about, man. We want to highlight
people. I'm serious about that type of shit.
Yeah, no. It
was great.
The truth, man. These cops are going to take advantage no matter what. Like, I know in Texas, they started using the rubber bullets, right? And they started shooting people in the fucking head, like causing fractures.
Shit like that.
Yeah, it's like this is who you are.
Give people an excuse. Yeah. Rubber bullets give you an excuse to now just shoot.
To shoot, but they still the fatality rate is 3%. So that means people are still dying.
If that rubber bullet go in your eye, it's a wrap.
That shit is stupid.
Yeah.
That's even stupider.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's crazy.
There was a kid who got shot. There's a Latino kid named Levi who got shot in the forehead with a beanbag rifle and fucking fractured his skull and he's paralyzed.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah. Hurt. That shit.
Yeah.
The impact, the pressure, mm-hmm. the impact, that shit gonna hurt you.
Yeah. Crazy.
This motherfucker's crazy, man. This system is fucking crazy. This constitution got to change. This whole shit got to change, man.
And I think if you defund, because my thing is, I'm like, I hear to defund, dismantle, but I'm like, yeah, man.
Oh, dang.
Crazy.
Who is that? That's the dude that got hit with the thing.
Yeah, that's Levi. I think his name is Levi, right? Right?
Crack his head
over. This is just a rubber ball.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
That's a rubber bullet. Levi. Went into his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like the 16. Rubber bullets, these motherfuckers crazy, man. They thinking, now they just, come on.
If you shoot somebody in the fucking face with a Nerf gun too close, you still
gonna cause it's going to hurt them. Yeah.
Motherfuckers out here.
You know what? You should, they shouldn't be pulling their guns out if ain't nobody a threat anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but when they're not from the area that they're patrolling, then everybody's a threat.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. They got, man, listen, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Police officers live by code, dog. They take an oath.
Yeah.
So the police or the state's hitmen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what they tell them, especially with young melanated males, they tell them they get out of line, fuck it.
Yeah.
Knock them off. That's what they tell them. They get out of line, knock them off.
What are you,
and they going to get away with it.
Yeah.
And they going to get away with it.
True.
It's the pressure being applied. That's why some of these, you see some of them now, they're given a sentence or two, probably going to get a year or two, but because of the phone camera, that's the only reason some type of little justice coming from the
city. I heard they trying to find niggas in Alabama if you record a cop doing cop shit.
They've been trying to do that shit, though.
$750 fine. Like a fine.
Because
fine.
It's something where basically
it's an obstruction of justice.
Obstruction. Yeah, it's like an obstruction of like you're a part of the crime now. Now that you're filming this thing, you're a part of the situation. And that's fucked up.
Right. That shit crazy, man. These people, I mean, like I said, everything gotta change.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It will. It definitely will. Yeah. It has to. It's either going to implodes and everything just falls the fuck apart. And America just isn't the place that it used to be, or it gets better. That's the two options. But change is inevitable. What's this?
So hold on. So
Arizona to impose a certain fine.
You get a fine for filming the police?
Yeah.
That, okay.
$750.
What did I just say? Don't shit happen to them, but look what happens to you.
Yeah.
Now, you get fined for showing a cop killing somebody.
Yeah.
You about to make a lot of money that year.
This is what the state this is what that state decided to do about that.
Arizona,
but Arizona is racist though.
Now the protesters need to turn around and protest on that bullshit.
Absolutely, yeah. That ain't gonna happen. That's why they can pass it in a place like Arizona.
Tucson
Arizona was like one of the first places I got called the N-word.
Yeah,
right. I told you that story. Yeah, I was performing. I was at a comedy club. I still go back to the comedy club, but I was at the comedy club and I was doing material. I was having a good old time and I was talking about police brutality. And then some lady said, if black people didn't commit crimes, then they wouldn't get shot. And I was like, what? That don't make no sense. And she was like, they're here to protect us. And she called me a stupid
nigger. They are here to take us out.
Yeah, she called me a stupid nigger for believing that they're the enemy. And I was like,
these European people, man, they teach racism.
Mm-hmm.
They teach that European supremacy. I don't say black or white because nobody's black or white. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, just look in the mirror and you'll see that that's why it's humanity. We all have some type of hue.
Yeah.
My hair is black.
Yeah.
But I'm not black. I'm a mixture of colors. different hues, mainly red, green, yellowish. So yeah. I don't say black and white. Black and white is a status. White always meaning innocent and purity, and black always representing darkness and ignorance. So if you pay attention to when these people, like the government, they use black and white, and they always, it's nothing in between or outside of that. So you have to realize where the problem lies. And as you can see with George Floyd and the police that killed him, that's what they call black and white. You feel what I'm saying? And I always say, and to get rid of this problem too, we have to get rid of this barrier with this black and white racism shit. Nobody's black or white. We're that's why it's called humanity. If you know anything about hue, it's shades of color. You dig what I'm saying? So that's I don't say black and white, but that's got to be a problem that gets attacked. If y'all pay attention, and I'm gonna say this: if y'all remember a long time ago when Obama got elected, he said, and we got to talk about this. This problem with racism. We got to talk about this racism. And, you know, they must have told him, you better shut your ass up about that. Because he never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
He never mentioned it. I swear, he never mentioned it again.
Obama did a lot of things to get elected that he didn't do once he, like, kind of got elected. Like, remember his accent? Like, his accent was heavy. He was very big on God and stuff. And when he got into office, God who?
Where? he kept.
It's a game.
He kept a little of it, little.
It's a game, man. It's a total game. It's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. You gotta at some point. You just gotta start sit back and really pay attention. It's a game. These people are playing. It's a simulation. Yeah, it really is. Mm. It's a game.
Well, you Derek said he was watching this new show on Netflix. That kind of touches on this stuff.
Boy.
The Family.
It's on Netflix. Family. It's about this this boy camp where they train up politicians. So what they do
I
is
I seen part of that. I seen some of that. I think I watched the whole thing. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yep. They had this little house, and I think it was Connecticut.
They took all this stuff from the Bible and made a pamphlet.
Yeah.
I was like,
yep. Hey, okay, so now I'm hurt my damn daughter. I got to pick my daughter, my 1 year old up. So,
Nancy coming out. Wrap up too, anyway.
Her babysitter, she coming out, so I gotta go get her.
All right, shit. Let's get these plugs out of the way, man. You got a new single coming out called All Caps drops June 26th.
Yep,
I heard. I got to listen to it. I think it's dope.
So look. All Cap is dope. It's like about trials and tribulations, overcoming trials and tribulations, and just keep doing what you love to do. And I'm also, if y'all go on my Instagram, I'm dropping this record called Invincible. It's appreciation to hip hop, 80s hip hop. And I'm dropping that too. So check it out. Go on my Instagram. I posted a video clip. It's a dope record, a hip hop vibe, man, for how hip hop was back in the days, you know, the samples and the ruggedness and the rawness, but with some substance. It's conscious. I got my conscious awakening brain is in this record as well.
I definitely hear your consciousness.
So check it out. My album called Crown Jewel, EP, I'm going to drop in like July. It's real conscious heavy too. Like I said, it's conscious heavy about knowing yourself. And I might have a couple groove party jams on there, man. But definitely All Caps dropping on the 26th of June this month. And it's a dope record. So check it out. Yeah, man, I'm just working.
Yeah.
And how much time you got left? Just for me, when's the last time you stayed at a Holiday Inn? I just had to know.
actually, man, you know, I'm always staying at a Holiday Inn. You know, I have performing and traveling and shit. I've been staying at a Holiday Inn. Real talk.
Do you get endorsement because you fucking, like, boosted
I tried. We tried that when it first came out. I guess they didn't want to mess with us, even though I probably made a million.
You should have got a check, Dallas. Ching, you should have got a check.
Trust me, I know. They weren't fucking with us.
Check for that,
Ching. Well, switch that shit to the Radisson or something.
Or Caesars or some shit.
Yeah.
Wait,
how much more time do you got? Because we got one more segment that.
Nancy, she trying to get. Yes, Nancy, she has. Yes, she's trying to. The lady, she's trying to get me.
Okay.
Oh, well, do your thing, man. Yo, I appreciate it. It's been dope. It was an
anytime,
honor.
Man. We can when the project drop, we gonna do. Let's do it again.
We'll do.
We'll do.
So just just stay in touch, man. It's all love. I appreciate you guys.
Ding a ling. Right, yeah. Good to talk to you, man.
Love. Yes, sir.
My boy.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
No grocery store, but I got them greens in that bag. Not talking Usher when I say I got it bad. Start trending, I ain't tried.